since everybody's quiet, I'll start and just say good luck to the Indians tonight. I know we'll be pulling for them, and it's nice to watch the city react to, you know, the sports teams here doing a great job, and that's where we want to get. And so we're working as hard as we can to be just like the Cavs and the Indians and make everybody proud. So I know we'll have an ear to the TV and watch those guys tonight.
Brain injury again, and kind of how challenging is that for you to sort of not know if you're going to have him or not? And also, do you think that perhaps he has, still been struggling a little bit from the first groin injury, maybe?
I think he's played well. He is doing everything we asked him to do, and, what he has is, just a slight, something that made him miss a couple of days, a couple of reps of practice yesterday, and hoping that he plays well. I know he'll do everything he can to get out there. Joe's a very competitive guy, so whatever he'll do to help the team, I know he'll do to help the team.
You have been there, obviously, but what do you, when you look at Marcus Mariota, are you seeing development in him this year? Are you seeing him make some progress, and what does he bring to the table?
Yeah, he's got, he's really sharp, sharp mind and good vision, good eyes, quick release. They're running a lot of the stuff that he ran in Oregon, so it's a combination of what he has done. And I think as you mature in this league, you see more and more teams and more schemes, and you get more comfortable back there. And, they've changed the dynamics of their team, with the running backs and the offensive linemen. And really, they really restructured the whole offense over there. So I'm sure he's still getting used to his new weapons. And bright young man that's got a bright future. Yeah, obviously it affects you if you can't grab things, and whether it's a pass rush, but he was able to use it to what we call a long arm and rush that way, and he's going to get more comfortable, more reps he plays, and we're really excited for him. And I continue to say, he's such a bright kid and a very smart kid, and he's one of the guys that really, really loves football, so he missed being out there. Well, you miss all your players when they're not there, and Tremont's been a veteran, and the guys have stepped up around him to produce interceptions and stuff, and we need all hands on deck, and whether it's Tremont and everybody. So do I miss him? Yeah, I miss him because he's got veteran leadership, and we expect everybody that can play that will play.
Can you talk a little bit about DeMarco Murray and how well he's running this season, and just what makes him so tough?
Wow, he's dynamic. Probably right now, and again, I haven't seen every game. I've seen a lot of games, but he is probably the most polished back in the game right now, meaning he's second in the league in rushing. He leads our team in pass receiving. He's a dynamic blocker, so he does it all. He's not just a guy that carries the ball. He's playing outstanding ball at a very high level, and our guys have been made very aware how well I think he's playing, and we respect him a lot for everything he's put on film.
When you look at your rookie outside linebackers, Emmanuel and Joe, how pleased have you been with them, and then what are the kind of areas you're harboring on them that they need to get better?
Well, the whole team needs, whole defensive team needs better fundamentals. We've got to keep improving to produce wins, and we haven't won. We've been in position to win, and we have to be able to finish. So we need to see improvement across the board, and not only at the young outside backers, but really everywhere to do our part to help us win the game. So are they coming along? Yeah. Is it fast enough for me? No. I'm not happy with myself either. We have to win games here. That's what we were brought here for. And, Coach Hughes has been doing a fantastic job of motivating and talking and leading and inspiration. And so we'll get it figured out.
When you look at those two guys specifically, do you just need more pass rush production, whether it's pressures or sacks or hits?
Production is a key word there, and that's across the board. So I don't single two guys out. I single the team out, saying we're not doing enough, obviously, because we haven't won a game. So I look at everything, whether it's the back end, the front, the pressure, you know, the tackles, everything, because we have to play better.
Ray, how much do you think just being, you know, with the tight ends your last couple seasons may give you a little bit of an advantage preparing for
them? Not much. I mean, you go off of what you see on film, and as I said, they've revamped their offense. I think our guys understand what they see. I think it maybe helps say this guy what a pro he is, or how professional he is, or how important the game is to him. But they get a good understanding of what goes on in the film, from both sides of the ball. You know, they play the same defense that we play, and their offense has changed a little bit because they have a rookie running back, and they've got a free agent running back and first round offensive tackle in Conklin. So the team has changed since I've been there on offense.
I think you said before to us that there's talk about Jamar Taylor. It always kind of fuels players when they're facing a former team. Can the same be said for you?
No. What fuels me is the next win. And you know people, and you know people around the league, obviously. But for me, every week is critical that you get an opportunity to get yourself in the playoffs. And for us, it's an opportunity to get our win and keep going and take strides to get better. So I don't look at it as anything personal, or I've been there, or know people. It's just the next opponent that we want to beat.
One item that stands out in all your time with Dick LeBeau that has stuck with you, that you've turned around and used with your teams over the years more than anything else?
No, I think what it would be is the way he treats people, if that's one thing, whether they're players, coaches, management, fans. He's a remarkable man and how he makes other people feel. But I've been with him so many times, so many occasions, from football to off the field to banquets to scouting combines, and he's pretty much the same everywhere. He treats everyone probably the way you want to be treated.
We talked to Mike Lark the other day. He said that he didn't want somebody there that didn't want to be there, and he helped you kind of get here. So just wondering, what was your thought process during that time?
I didn't have one. I don't remember what it was. Where I'm at right now is where I want to be, and I'm very happy here. I've made that point very clear that, I love the city, and I love what Hugh's doing and the direction that we're heading. So I'm very happy where I'm at.
Yourself?
Oh no! It was an opportunity to come to Cleveland. That simple.
Right, knowing you have, talked before about how much you love the city and how much you wanted to be involved back here again, because you have an appreciation for the fan base, for the city, and all those kind of things. Do you bring to this a little bit of a different perspective? The losing. You can handle the losing a little bit better because of just the bigger picture of just being back in this environment.
No, no, I don't sleep well. And the thing I'm encouraged about is every day that I come in, and not every day, most days that I come in, my drive in, I think we are one day closer to the playoff. That's what fuels me here, is that we are one day closer to the playoffs. Hugh's been an unbelievable head coach as far as structure, excitement, energy, passion, And so I think it trickles down, and it's going to be an unbelievable event when we do. And that's really, every other day, is we're one day closer, because we are.
How do you guys limit tight ends more than you have in the first 5 games?
Mm-hmm.
And then can you kind of just give us some insight as to how you do Delaney Walker?
Oh, wow. He's an awesome competitor. He falls right in line with every tight end we've played this year. You know, Jordan Reed, I think, had 60, 75 yards in catching, but he had 2 touchdowns. And last week against New England, that was not us. And is Delaney that same caliber of tight end? Yes, he is. He, their offensive weapons have our respect. Now, how do you limit them? Well, there's, you know, 4 other guys that can potentially catch passes. So, you know, you cannot double everybody. And we just have to, as I said, we have to step up and play better. And that's part of the production thing that I've been talking about. It's on us. It's not really who you play. You know, everybody's going to have a tight end on the field or two if they want to. It's just a matter of what we do and how we stop them and how we limit people.